Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Alex Capriello is our national correspondent for News Nation. That piece of audio that I just played from Jessica Warner McDonald, she is a lawyer, a family law and criminal attorney in Texas, and she was very upset about the executive order trying to get homeless people off the street, which, yes, I think we'd all like to see them get the help they need. But in Chicago, we have about 3,000 shelter beds. That was the last report I read, and over 18,000 people experiencing homelessness. So clearly not enough beds and shelters. And as she pointed out, probably not enough beds and mental health facilities to accommodate those who need it. Alex, tell us about this executive order and how it's being interpreted.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head there, Lisa. It sounds like there's arguments both ways. I mean, I think you're right. Everyone wants to see an end to homelessness. They want their own cities and streets cleaned up. They want to feel safe when they're walking about town. But how you go about doing it is argued depending on who you ask. I mean, it sounds as if the president is just really taking the steps and the actions that he thinks are going to be the best measure for it, which is giving newfound power to local cities and their states, especially the ones that are already trying to tackle the issue, and essentially giving the power to Attorney General Pam Bondi to reverse any local statutes that places might have that would prevent law enforcement from going out, picking people up, maybe potentially arresting them or fining them. But obviously, it sounds as if you've heard the flip side to that. A lot of people saying that's actually going to do more harm than good. You can think about the people who might fear arrest, and instead of, you know, being out there in broad daylight where people can see them, instead they retreat into the woods, and then nobody knows where they are, how they're doing, potentially causing further harm or deepening their sense of addiction as well. So right now, this executive order, though, is doing the former rather than the latter. We're going to see exactly how it plays out and whether or not this means that a lot more local cops and law enforcement are going out there and literally pulling people off the streets.
And this does have something to do with that Supreme Court decision on homeless camps, right? They ruled in June that people without homes can be arrested and fined for sleeping in public places, and that overturned a lower court's ruling that enforcing camping bans when the shelter is lacking is cruel and unusual punishment. But if you are incarcerated for being homeless, how are you possibly going to come up with money to get out? And then
aren't we spending
money to incarcerate and feed them instead of getting them a shelter bed?
Exactly, yeah. That's how taxpayer dollars work when somebody gets arrested. And so I think what the Trump administration is hoping for, instead of, you know, putting them directly into lockup or into jail cells, instead it's more of an approach where they can have them directly taken to rehabilitation facilities or treatment centers, which is a big difference than what we're seeing in some other jurisdictions. Like, say, I believe it was only a few years ago where in San Francisco they were toying with the idea of giving substance abuse users more substance, for example, you know, fentanyl dosing or heroin dosing, allowing them to continue their treatment by self-treatment, so to speak. And, you know, someone who I spoke to earlier today said, that's not the best way to do it. And they put it in a way that was really easy for me to understand, which is if you're a parent and your son or daughter is struggling through addiction, are you going to give them more drugs and say, honey, go get treatment whenever you're ready? Or are you going to cut off their drugs and send them right to a rehab facility? And so now in this example, that's the latter. This is what President Trump is hoping to do, is actually send people off the street, not necessarily to jail unless it really calls for, but rather into the extra help that they need.
Right. But if they could be in a treatment facility, I think their family and friends would have already given them that option. It's just very expensive and there seems to be no beds available. So then when there are no beds available, when their family can't pay for that treatment, is that going to be supported by government funding or will they then be incarcerated because they can't pay for the treatment that's needed?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to see exactly how this is fleshed out, but it is a multi-pronged approach. It's not just Attorney General Pam Bondi and the law enforcement side, but also Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as Secretary Duffy and the Department of Transportation. So I think it's a whole of government approach, and it's not just the lockup, but I do think a lot of this ultimately will be shouldered on the backs of taxpayers.
And have you, do we know anything about Chicago and sanctuary cities that, you know, will or will not participate with this? This is independent of being a sanctuary city, but I'm wondering how Chicago and some of these other cities manage this, allowing a sweep of homeless people.
No, I think that's a great question. I don't know personally exactly how this is going to impact Chicago. I do know that Chicago does take a different approach to tackling homelessness as other jurisdictions do out there. There are some that are, you know, so to speak, more willing to maybe take that punitive action against people that are living on the streets and are already ticketing, fining, or arresting people. So in that regard, the Trump administration says that they are willing to prioritize those places that are already doing what they can to clean it up, that are already citing people or ticketing people for tenting or living in just on the sidewalk. So in that regard, we know Chicago maybe doesn't have the same level of action as some of these other jurisdictions do. And for that reason, perhaps Chicago doesn't see the same level of response that the other ones are doing, that the other cities are doing that have already tried to tackle this issue.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Alex. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much for having me.
Alex Capriello from News Nation. You probably saw the headlines this week that the city of Chicago is going to invest $40 million to modernize shelters for unhoused people. They said 750 permanent shelter beds in seven neighborhoods are slated to become fully accessible. It's a new initiative from Mayor Brandon Johnson, and he identified it as, quote, the most significant step forward in the history of Chicago in our mission to make housing a human right.